My mom asked me to come up today and say a few words about Denny. And you know, I guess I didn't realize how much Denny meant to me until Wednesday morning. I was getting ready for work when the phone rang. Sherry answered it and stepped into the bathroom and started snapping her fingers at me, indicating that she wanted my immediate attention and something that she didn't want to alarm our sons about. I knew it wasn't a good phone call. She told me my mom was on the phone, that she found Denny slumped over, and that the paramedics were there, and he was flatlining. I quickly got dressed, got in my car, and started driving over there. As I was driving over there, I did something that surprised me. I started crying really hard. It surprised me because I never thought about Denny that way. As someone who was really important in my life. My mom and Denny had been married for about 14 years. And when my mom first told me she was getting married again, I actually punched a hole in the wall. I did. I'm such a tough guy. I was upset with my mother because I didn't think Denny was the right man for her. And how wrong I was. How wrong I was. Denny was always there for us. Always willing to step in and lend a hand. Always willing to help with my kids whenever we needed him. He was always cracking jokes. Always willing to offer advice when he thought he could help. And he was really good to my mom. And he was really good for my mom. Past couple of nights, I've been spending time with my family, my sisters and their families, and with Kevin and Alan and Pat. And I kind of asked everybody to help, you know, with this memories. And so like the pastor, I've got some other people's memories of Denny. And I asked everybody just kind of write a couple sentences. And this is what other people had to say about Denny. My brother-in-law, David Mohar, said, "Denny, we will miss your ability to provide balance to our lives. Always to be sure everyone was included. Denny watched out for the less fortunate. He had this tough exterior, but he cared. If I had to pick teams, I'm glad to know we were on the same team." My other brother-in-law, David Kelly, had this to say. "He was very family-oriented. He and Linda were inseparable. He seemed to downplay his physical condition and always was active because he wanted to please his wife. He did his best, and their love was very evident to me." My wife, Sherry, had several memories. She said, "Denny loved Elvis. Whenever he wore that black shirt of his, he just knew he was the king." Denny, she also said that Denny had a tough guy exterior, but he was a teddy bear on the inside. Denny loved dancing with Linda. He was always strong and never complained. My sister Tammy said, "Denny made my mom so happy. He and grandma were the most loving grandparents on the face of this earth. He loved to tell stories to the kids, and many times the same stories. One special one was, 'You're my second favorite redhead.' He was a man who had a deep, sincere love for his own mother. Every time he talked about her, his eyes lit up. The memory of him will live on in my heart." My other sister, Tracy, said, the thing I remember most about Denny was he always said about my mom, I love this little lady. And I think you could find evidence of his kindness from our dog, Cookie. Whenever he came down to Dallas to visit us, Cookie would flip out. She just loved Denny and was so excited because he took her on walks every morning. My daughter Brittany was just crushed when she heard the news. She said, "Is that the grandpa that always plays games with me?" Denny's sister Pat had this to say. "I remember calling Denny when my son almost died. He was reassuring and said, that's what kids are for, to put you through hell." I've really noticed how happy he's been the past few years with your mom. I remember him saying that there are very few people lucky enough to find a person who is your best friend, your soulmate, and your lover. And he found that. Denny's brother Alan had quite a bit to say about his brother. Some of it I had to edit. Didn't feel real comfortable saying it in church, so. Everybody knew Denny. Everybody liked Denny. And I don't know why. Because he could be a real jerk. He actually said another word, but I'm not going to say that one. But he was the kind of guy who would give you the shirt off his back. Unless you asked him for it. Denny was always there for people. Anybody could be a father, but it takes a special person to be a dad. And Denny was that kind of person. Denny's son, Kevin, remembers one of Denny's favorite sayings. "Women, you can't live with them. You can't live with them." Never heard that one before. I thought that was pretty good. He always told me to work hard and let that be your reputation. And be nice to people. Make friends. And be on time. And don't make excuses. Denny's daughter Lisa said, "Here's what I love about my dad. He held me up and kept me strong without babying me. He was the first man who danced with me, and he didn't care what anybody thought about it." My mom said, "Denny taught me confidence, and that it was okay for me to have my strange thoughts and not to care what anybody else thought about it. Denny is my buddy, and we talked a lot. The last year, we were side by side constantly. He was my world, and I loved his humor. He never complained, no matter how he must have felt. Denny, I will miss you." I think we all will. I want to end my time today by saying to Denny the same words that I said to him on Wednesday when I walked in and saw him lying on that bathroom floor. There are words I wish I would have thought to say to him on Tuesday. "Denny, I love you. Thanks for everything you did for my family.